Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. Embracer Group, a prominent player in the gaming industry, has announced plans to restructure by splitting into three distinct publicly listed companies. This strategic shift comes in the wake of extensive restructuring efforts that have led to significant job losses, studio closures, and asset sales, including the sale of notable developers like Gearbox and Saber Interactive. The new entities, named Asmodee Group, Coffee Stain and Friends, and Middle Earth Enterprises and Friends, will each focus on different segments of the gaming and entertainment markets. Asmodee Group will continue its focus on tabletop games publishing, boasting over 300 owned intellectual properties, including popular board games like Ticket to Ride and Catan. The group is also active in developing licensed tabletop games tied to major franchises such as The Lord of the Rings and Star Wars. Coffee Stain and Friends will concentrate on indie and mid-tier premium, as well as free-to-play games across PC, console, and mobile platforms. This division includes studios such as Coffee Stain and Ghost Ship, and manages a portfolio of over 200 IPs, including Deep Rock Galactic and Goat Simulator. Its free-to-play operations involve properties like Sudoku.com and Blockudoku, and it includes published games based on licenses such as Star Trek Online. Middle Earth Enterprises and Friends will focus on AAA game development and publishing for PC and consoles. This group will also manage significant IPs, including The Lord of the Rings and Tomb Raider. Studios under this umbrella include Crystal Dynamics and Eidos Montréal, known for their work on major game titles like Metro and Kingdom Come Deliverance. Lars Wingefors, the largest shareholder and CEO, emphasized that these changes are intended to unleash the full potential of each team by providing them with distinct leadership and strategic direction. He reiterated his commitment to remain an active and supportive shareholder in all three entities, signaling a long-term vision for their success. The restructuring follows a tumultuous period for Embracer, which saw the company reducing its global workforce by 8% and cancelling 29 unannounced games, all amidst financial challenges exacerbated by the collapse of a significant funding deal. The much-anticipated first full trailer for Tales of the Shire, the Lord of the Rings game, has been released, unveiling a unique single-player life simulation experience set in J.R.R. Tolkien's Middle-earth. Developed by Weta Workshop Game Studio and published by Take-Two's Private Division, the game immerses players in the charming life of a hobbit in Bywater, a locale on the cusp of becoming an official village within the larger Hobbiton area. The game invites players to help unify the community and achieve official village status by organizing the greatest Bywater festival the Shire has ever seen. Players can look forward to a variety of hobbit-centric activities, such as customizing their hobbit character, decorating their cozy hobbit home, and engaging in relaxing Shire pastimes like cooking, fishing, foraging, and gardening. Middle-earth Enterprises, owned by Embracer Group, has licensed the literary works of The Lord of the Rings to Weta Workshop Game Studio, granting them extensive creative freedom to draw from the lore of the books. The official game description invites players to enjoy the idyllic Shire life. Cast your line to catch trout in the shimmering Bywater pool, pick wild mushrooms, bake succulent pies, and interact with the locals of Bywater to help them enhance their homes and gardens while sharing in the daily meals that define hobbit culture. The release date for HoYoverse's upcoming game, Zenless Zone Zero, may have been inadvertently revealed ahead of its official announcement. The game, created by the makers of Genshin Impact, is a third-person action RPG set in an urban fantasy world. According to the Apple App Store page for Zenless Zone Zero, the game is expected to release on July 3, 2024. However, as of now, HoYoverse has not confirmed this date on any of its official social media channels. The Apple Store listing does include a caveat with the release date, noting this content may change without notice and the final product may be different. This suggests that while the date might be a target, it is subject to change. This potential leak follows the closure of signups for a PlayStation 5 technical test for Zenless Zone Zero, which concluded on April 17th. HoYoVerse had previously conducted similar tests for PC and mobile platforms, indicating that the game's development is in its final stages. The conclusion of these technical tests could be seen as the game nearing its official launch. Zenless Zone Zero was first announced in May 2022. In this game, players act as mercenaries, known as proxies, in the post-apocalyptic city of New Eridu, battling monsters known as Hollows. The game is set to be available not only on iOS, but also on Android, PlayStation 5, and PC. Starbreeze Entertainment has announced the addition of a much-anticipated quick play feature to Payday 3, aiming to enhance the multiplayer experience for its players. This update, detailed on the developer's website, introduces a straightforward quick play option that allows players to select a difficulty mode and swiftly join a multiplayer match. This initial version is just the beginning, as Starbreeze has plans to further refine and expand this feature. The developer has outlined its intentions to develop a version 2 of Quick Play, which is currently in the conceptual phase. Starbreeze is considering two potential directions, either developing a standalone Quick Play V2 with additional filters, or integrating it into an upcoming CrimeNet-style server browser that is slated for release later in the year. The team at Starbreeze is actively seeking feedback from the community to help shape the future of this feature. Alongside Quick Play, the update will also introduce player merging. This feature enables players to stay in the same party after completing a job, addressing a common request from the community since the game's launch. This should streamline the process of setting up subsequent matches and improve the overall user experience. Starbreeze encourages players to provide feedback on these new features once they have had the opportunity to test them out. Payday 3 had a challenging launch in September of the previous year. A group of modders, a year after the public leak of Grand Theft Auto V source code, has showcased the game operating on the Nintendo Switch. The modding team, known as Superstar South, shared a 2-minute video on X Twitter, which was highlighted by GamesRadar, displaying their progress on porting GTA 5 to the Switch, as well as to Linux and Android platforms. In March, Superstar South revealed their intent to develop an unofficial port of GTA 5 for these platforms. The video they shared is a demonstration of their ongoing efforts and the challenges they are facing, particularly with the Switch's hardware limitations. The footage, while a technical feat, shows a compromised performance characterized by reduced visual quality and fluctuating frame rates, peaking at 70 FPS, but dropping as low as 27 FPS. The post from Superstar South also noted that the Switch was operating in handheld mode at standard clock rates without any overclocking, which impacts the game's performance. In an astonishing display of gaming prowess, an Elder Scrolls V Skyrim speedrunner named Nuclear has achieved a new world record by reaching level 80 and defeating the formidable Ebony Warrior in just 11 minutes and 47 seconds. This feat, reported by GamesRadar, shatters the previous record of 14 minutes and 27 seconds set in 2021 by another YouTuber, Woz. The Ebony Warrior is a legendary NPC that only appears once a player reaches level 80, a milestone that typically requires hundreds of hours of gameplay or dedicated grinding. Nuclear's approach to this speedrun involved exploiting the game's mechanics to rapidly level up, a method that drastically reduces the time needed to reach such a high level. Specifically, Nuclear enhanced their character's progression by focusing on quickly leveling up alchemy, speech, enchanting, heavy armor, and block skills. This strategic combination allowed for a massive influx of experience points, catapulting the player's level to 80 in record time. Netflix has reportedly decided to cancel a planned Witcher spin-off series centered around the band of misfits that Freya Allen's character Ciri joins at the end of season 3. The series, titled The Rats, after the group Ciri becomes involved with, which includes characters played by Fabian McCallum, Kaylee, and Christelle Elwyn, Missile, was initially intended to be a 6-8 episode prequel exploring the characters' backgrounds prior to meeting Ciri. According to Redanian Intelligence, filming for The Rats was abruptly halted after just 2 months, significantly short of the projected 6 months, with only enough footage captured for 1 or 2 episodes. After reviewing the early footage, Netflix decided to scrap the independent season. Instead, the content produced may be restructured into flashbacks within the upcoming season 4 of The Witcher, or possibly released as a standalone short. Further indications of the project's cancellation emerged when the resume of Juliet Alexandra, who plays Reef in the series, no longer listed her involvement in the spin-off, as noted by Redanian Intelligence. This development follows closely on the heels of Netflix's announcement that The Witcher series will conclude with its 5th season. This final stretch will adapt the last 3 books of Andrzej Sapkowski's Witcher saga into 2 seasons, rather than extending them over a more extended period as done previously. Both seasons 4 and 5 are set to be filmed consecutively. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we've ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry, and until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.